Boker Tov, everyone. We are in Simen Kuf Yod Siv Dalad. I'm sorry. The Hagil Min Latzil Min Ayesurim Schus Aaron Svi Ben Sora. So today we're starting the dinim of Tfilas Aderech. You're not going to get through all the dinim today. There's a lot to talk about in these dinim. But Simen Kuf Yod Rav Tesiv Dal at the bottom of page 276. Hayotzei Laderech. So stop with those two words. But before we get to the dinim of Tfilas Aderech, just want to point out that the makor for the whole idea of Shliach Mitzvah money is found in our Simen, but not in the Mishnah Berurah. It's in the Kaf HaChaim. In our Simen, it's in Sifkat and Kaf Zayin. The Kaf HaChaim brings down the makor for Shliach Mitzvah Ma'is is not a Baba Ma'is, it's a din of Shliach Mitzvah Ma'is. When someone's going on the Derech, it's to send him. As a Shliach, we know the concept of that Shliach Mitzvah is in a Nezukin, so therefore we send them with stock of money to bring on to their journey. I did hear from Moreno Rabbi Rav Nevinzel one time, I don't know, maybe it's also Lefarsim, but he says if someone's traveling there to Israel, you don't have to send him with Shliach Mitzvah money because he's anyways going to for a mitzvah, going to Eretz Israel, therefore he doesn't really need Shliach Mitzvah money. You don't have to tell if the people are giving you mitzvah money anyways, it's good to bring stock of there to Eretz Israel, number one. Number two is to go with two mitzvahs is also a very, very good thing. And the chutzarts would be the Kal Vachomer. If you're leaving for Eretz Israel, then you definitely need the Shliach Mitzvah money. Usually, more of the Shliach Mitzvah money comes other way. So that is the makor over here is the makor of Shliach Mitzvah money brought down in the Kav HaChaim in our Simon. So now let's get into the dinim of Tfilas Aderech. Hayotzei Laderech. If someone is going on the Derech, we're going to discuss only tomorrow what is considered a Derech of what you're going to have to make the bracha for. But Yitpalel, Yiratzom Yilfanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu, Shetolichenu L'Shalom V'Chule. So you make the bracha, as we said, Yiratzon of when you're going on the Derech. V'tzarech La'omer B'Lashon Rabbi. If you notice, everything in the Tfilah is in Lashon Rabbi. It is not in Lashon Yachid, it's all in Lashon Rabbi. We will get to discuss why that is in just a few moments, I believe. Okay? Vim Esher, Yamod Milelech Migishi Yomeren. So when you're saying Shetatzi Deilu Shalom, right? That's all Lashon Rabbi, but also everything is in Rabbi, not in Lashon Yachid. So Vim Esher, Yamod Milelech Migishi Yomeren. If your path is, if it's possible, you should stand still when one is making the bracha. So really, according to this, if the best thing to do, if you're driving your car to make Tfilas Aderech, the best thing to do is pull over the side of the road if you are driving. Not all the time is it going to be possible. So he says over here, the Mechaber, Mi'ab Rochev, Ein Tzarech Leireid, Ve'ekerdin, you don't have to get down from your donkey even, so too with driving the car, if you're able to say the bracha. The short bracha with, Baal Peh, while you're driving, then you should say it. If not, as the post can bring down, one is allowed to be motzid for the bracha. And therefore, that's what most times you happen is. If many people are in the car, or many people are on the bus, whatever it might be, usually one person goes ahead and is motzid the ravim of the bracha. Mikr to dinah, it's best to say it for yourself. If you have your own tefillah sederach card, better to say it long. Especially, one of the problems is if, like on a bus, one person gets out there in the microphone, and to be yotzei a bracha through a microphone is definitely not pashut. Usually you're not yotzei. If you can't hear him without the microphone, if let's say you're in the back of the bus, you're not really yotzei tefillas aderech. You're hearing, it's not really his voice. If you'd be able to hear him anyways, and therefore you could hear him from his voice from the beginning, but from the bus, that's not such a problem. So the best thing to do is if you could take your own car out and say your own tefillas aderech. But for the driver, let's say, who can obviously take out his card and say tefillas aderech, so then lechatzchila he could be motzei from through yotzei through someone else's bracha. So that is in terms of being yotzei through other things, people's bracha. That is going to be beseder gamur. One has to make the bracha. Even if he is going for Dvar Mitzvah, that does not stop him from saying the Tefillah Sederach. We still say the Tefillah Sederach if one is going for Dvar Mitzvah. The Be'er Halacha does point out, it's really back in the previous Halacha. In Diras HaHolech B'makum Gedudei Chayev Elistim, he says over here in the end of that Be'er Halacha, it's all the way over here on page 277. Vim Yatzel HaDerach V'Pal Tefillah Sederach. If you're going anyways on the Derach, and you're saying Tefillah Sederach, you say Tefillah Sederach. U'Be'emsa HaDerach Nodelo Shumakum Gedudei Chayev Elistim. You know afterwards. You found that after the middle of your journey, you're in a very dangerous place. There's wild animals, there's armed bandits, whatever it might be. Nearly Dain Sarech Oli Pal Tefillah Katzarazu. You don't have to go back and say the Halach of Siv Gimel, of this special Tefillah of Tzarchei Amcha Merubim. You're already Yotzei from what you say in the Tefillah Sederach of the Tzarchei Amcha Merubim. You wouldn't have to say that anyways, because nearly Dain Sarech Oli Pal Tefillah Katzarazu. Did Nichla B'Masha Amar Mitchila V'Atzilena Mikol HaOyev V'Ori B'Derech Mekol Minei P'Goyim Roy. So therefore, anyways, it's Nichla in the tefilas aderach of these dangerous places that you might be in. Okay, so that is, you should know though, that all the lachas that we have over here at Tfilas HaDerech, it's very interesting. It's not mentioned in the Rambam. The Rambam does not bring it up. It's a Gemara. The Gemara brings it down. The Rambam never mentioned it. So there's deal on why the Rambam did not bring it up. Hashless, he didn't told that the bracha was necessary to be made. However, we do not pass like the Rambam. We go ahead and definitely make Tfilas HaDerech. Okay? Now, on one's derech, the Mishnah Berurah has over here in Siv Katan Chaf, very important things. He gives you packing advice of what you have to bring on a journey. Okay, obviously for different reasons over here. Mishnah Berurah speaks on three different things. Siv Katan Chaf. So he says over here, number one is on the derech, it's a very important thing. La sok b'torah b'derech, to go ahead and learn on the derech, who left the chav derech, to be osik b'torah is a very important thing. So therefore, number one, you have to bring svarim when you travel. You always have to have a sefer on you in order that you could, number one, osik on the derech at some point. And more so, we all know when one is traveling so many times, you have dead time. You're waiting for a bus, you're waiting for this. That's the best time to crack out a sefer and go ahead and get some learning done. Number two is, he says you have to pack food, even though he says Od Mashab of Gemara, five lines in, you shouldn't go when you're completely satiated, because that's not such a good thing, because if one is too full, it's not good for the stomach, and you're going to have to go to the bathroom too much. So however, he says, you should have bread, things happen on the derech, and therefore you don't want to be stuck without food, so pack a sandwich. And then he says, very interestingly, you have to have your talis and tefillin if you're machzik on the derech. Why? Afilu nosei l'makom karov, even if he's going to a close place, v'daitu lachzor yom, and he's planning on coming back before the next morning, and therefore he'll have his talis and tefillin. It's good. Pen yikra is a mikra, v'yitbatel b'mimitzah, because maybe sometimes you're not going to make it back the next day. You're not going to have your talis and tefillin. Ubava nosonu arabi, yish ovrei drachim shein lochin mo tefillin v'som chenat zman shebederech, yishalom yecherim. There are over a drachm who travel, and they don't bring their tefillin. They'll say in the next town, they'll find someone, they'll say, Maishi's, Ruvain's tefillin, they'll borrow his tefillin. He says, that's not such a good idea. He says, Vavunam gadol. Because many times they have to go look for someone's tefillin, they end up missing Zman Kriyat Shema Tefillah. Ukshamatino Azhiz Damilan. Va'od. Shalokin tefillin mimashe babi yadam. Very important halacha when you're borrowing someone's tefillin. He says, what could happen? You find anyone's tefillin, it's not so posh that you can put them on. Why? Many times the person's tefillin is too big for you. And therefore you put on his tefillin sharosh, it is falling down in the person's forehead, and you're posh, not yotzei, at least the tefillin sharosh, you're not yotzei if you're running. Without getting into all the issues that maybe the person's tefillin is not kosher, and then that best is to have your own tefillin. Now, they say in the stipler was makbid in this halacha, even if he was traveling outside the city for a little journey, he would always have his tefillin on him, just in case something might happen based on this halacha. Okay, so that's another thing. The Rav's makbid always have his tefillin on him. Okay, so there you go. So that's the thing. Obviously, it's very important not to lose your tefillin if you're going to take them everywhere you go. Also, but it's an important thing to always have, be prepared when you're going on the derech, to go ahead and take the appropriate things with you. Now, let's move on to see. Hey. Ein tzarich lomarta elo pam achas biyom. You only say tefillas haderech one time. Okay? Even if you're going to rest in the city, as you're traveling in the middle of the day, you don't have to make another tefillas haderech. The tefillas haderech that you made at the beginning of the day is going to work for the rest of the day. But if your plan was, let's say you're traveling in the derech, okay, and you get to the next city and you're planning on staying there the night. But let's say you get to the hotel and the accommodations are not exactly what you were planning on, and therefore you want to now continue to the rest of the way. V'akarkach nimlach, important halacha concept, nimlach is when you think one thing and then your mind, and then you change your mind. Okay, nimlach is when you have a change of your mind. Nimlach. If you're nimlach, you yotzam in lavor chutzala, and then you change your mind, and now you want to go to a different city. Oh, lashuv lebeito, or you're going to go back. You're planning on traveling, you got to the city, and then someone's sick in your house, you have to go back, chas v'shalom, or whatever it might be, you go back to your city. Tzarech lasor li palo oto pamacheres, since your plan was to sleep the night in the place you're in right now. So therefore you have Mesiach Das from your Tfilas Aderach, and therefore you have to go back and daven, and I'll say another Tfilas Aderach. Whether you're going to travel on to the next city now, even it's the same day, or you're going to go back to the previous city. This idea of Nimach comes up all over Halacha. Your mindset when it comes to brachas and davening is a very important thing, and therefore if you change your mindset, a lot of times you're going to have to go back and make a new bracha. One perfect example is if you're in the middle of a suda and you decide you're going to bench, you make a decision, that means I decide to bench, my suda is over. If I'm nimlach now and I decide now to continue eating, make your dinner, you have to make a new bracha to continue eating because your bracha will stop. Similarly over here, your tefillas aderach stop once you decide that you're staying in the city. Afterwards you change your mind, you have to make a new tefillas aderach. What happens if someone is traveling for overnight, okay, like many times we do nowadays, okay, or he is going to be traveling for many days for that matter. So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkaten Kaf Vav, he says the following. For sure, if you stay over at a hotel one night, and then the next morning you're going to have to make a new Tfilas Aderach, that's for sure. Tfilas Aderach sounds like it's one day at a time. Okay? However, but if he's traveling through the night, whether it's on an airplane, or it's on a train, or whatever it might be, how he's traveling throughout the night, or he's driving his car throughout the night, he never stops at a hotel to stop and sleep over the night. He just pulls over his car, let's say, for a minute or two, or 10 minutes, and takes a little nap. And then he goes back and travels more. In this case, you go ahead and the next day when you do Tfilas Aderach, you don't do it with a bracha, because we're choshesh that the bracha that you made the first time, there was no real hesach hadas. You never removed your mind from the original Tfilas Aderach, and therefore your bracha that you made the previous day will still continue going. So therefore, halacha l'maisa is, if you pull over and you stop to sleep for the night in a hotel, or whatever it might be, a friend's house, then the next day you'll make a new Tfilas Aderach. However, if you are if you're continuing throughout the night, that Tfilas Aderach is still going to help from the previous day, and only then, even if you're to pull over the road for a few minutes and take a nap, that is not considered a Hesach Hadas, and you are going to say Tfilas Aderach, but you say it without a Chatima. If you didn't take a nap, and your mom is traveling without taking a nap, it's not even pashut. You didn't even say Tfilas Aderach at all without a Chatima. Over here, there are poskim who say, since a new day came, you should still make another Tfilas Aderach without Shem Hashem, then without mentioning Hashem's name in the bracha. Okay, so that is when one is traveling for long periods of time. Now we get to the famous din of the Marami Rotenberg. Comes the Marami Rotenberg and he asks the following question. Why is it by all other brachas that we have long brachas like Tfilas Aderach? For example, Alamechia. What do we do, Alamechia? It starts Baruch Ata Hashem and ends Baruch Ata Hashem. That's the way Chazal made brachas. You have a bracha at the beginning and the bracha at the end. That's the tzura of a bracha. But when it comes to Tfilas Aderach, we don't say Baruch Ata Hashem. We start Yihirat Samil Fanech Hashem Elokeinu. So ask the Rami Rotenberg why. And he says the answer is really, the Rami Rotenberg thought that really should. And therefore, the Maram Rotenberg was makbid. Anytime he would say Tfilas Aderach, he would first say a bracha beforehand, and then it will be considered a bracha smucha lechaverta. Even though brachas always start with barach and end with brach, but if you have a sequence of many brachas, anything more than one bracha, two or more brachas, always the second bracha does not have to start with barach anymore, because you're so mech on the bracha that you ended off the last bracha with. That's like the beginning bracha, the next bracha, and therefore it does not have to start with a bracha. And therefore, the Maram Rotenberg, he would be makbid to say first, amongst brachas, when he's traveling in the derech, he would say berachas shachar, let's say, and then you go directly into Yirat Samil Fanecha, and then that would cover his bracha smucha lechaverta, and then it does not require a bracha before. And that was the shita of the Marami Rotenberg, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins over here. Harami Rotenberg, kishay yotzi laderech baboker haya omer acher yiratzon. He would say it after the yiratzon, meaning the end of berachas hashah. He would say it after yiratzon kedei lasmicha leberachas agomel chasidim v'tiyah bracha smuch lechaverti. He would say it after, right after the bracha, bracha hashem agomel chasidim tovim lamo yisrael yiratzon milvanecha hashem elokeinu. You go right directly into tefilas aderech. We'll see, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, you can't just do that at the end in the morning. because if you didn't start going on the derech, you're not allowed to say tefillas the derech yet. So he says he's talking about the Rama Rotenberg, where he left already on the derech before he was able to daven, and he's davening on the derech. This is what he would do. Okay? However, what does everyone else do with this? Okay, before the Rama Rotenberg, after the Rama, what? Why? It does not seem to be like this. It seems to be that this bracha specifically, Chazal, did not make with a Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning. So the poskim explain, and I believe it's shot in Moreno of Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal over here, Dimrasi Palel, this is not a regular bracha. This is not a regular bracha. Rather, this is really a tefillah. It's a tefillah saderach. We call it tefillah saderach. When we don't call it bercha saderach, we call it tefillah saderach. It's a tefillah. It is not a regular bracha. And therefore, there are a couple of nafminas Rav Nevensal brings down over here, but I believe this is also the pshat over here, why this does not start with baruch. And this is also pshat, why we have to say in Sif Aleph, we say it b'lashon rabbi. Just like in Shmona Esrei and many other tefillahs, we also always like to say when we're doing a tefillah, we like to kollel it with all of Klal Yisrael. It's a stronger tefillah when you don't just say it about yourself, you say it about everyone. And therefore also, this is metakein to say it b'lashon rabbim, because it's also a tefillah. Okay? And that's the reason why it might be. The Rav Nevensal brings down over here a couple other nafkaminas. He says over here, Dimasli Yitpalel, he says, tefillah saderech ein a bracha. It's not a bracha. If it's a bracha, you're not allowed to change anything in the bracha. We know by brachas, the way that Chazal set up the bracha, it has to be said exactly like Chazal. Ela tefilahi. Rather, it's a tefillah. And therefore, just like in Shmona Esrei, if you want to add your own words in Shmona Esrei, you're allowed to add your own words in Shmona Esrei. Right? You're allowed to add whatever bakashas you want in Shmona Esrei. It's not like you're changing the nusach of the tefillah. You could add things you want because it's a tefillah. It's not a bracha. Therefore, lachain motu lahosi letefillah sederach bakashot nosafot. You're allowed to add extra bakashas in your tefillah sederach. And therefore, lemaisa, many people add in, as Rav Nevensal says over here, an extra thing in tefillah sederach. Kigonli not sell me to not drachim. That I should be saved from any car accidents. Okay, it's not in the regular nosach of the tefillah sederach because they didn't have cars and car accidents. Okay, it wasn't so common to ram your horse and buggy into each other. So therefore, it was not part of the nosach. But nowadays, where that is the most dangerous part of traveling for most people when they're traveling in a car, so many people add in latzil to not drachim in the middle of the bracha. Because why? It's not a bracha. It's a tefillah, and therefore you can add in your own things. Second nafkamina, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal brings down over here. Mitam zeh hanoseya b'Shabbos letzorach pikuach nefesh. Let's say someone has to travel on Shabbos. Obviously, it's pikuach nefesh if he's traveling in the car on Shabbos or whatever it might be. He was traveling on Shabbos. Eino omer tefilas aderech. He does not say tefilas aderech, even if the halacha would mandate him. He's traveling far enough. He would normally say tefilas aderech. If he's traveling on Shabbos, he will not say it. Ki ein lo adam levakish al tzrachav b'Shabbos, because it's end of the day. It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. You should be saved, and therefore we don't ask. We don't have personal bakashas on Shabbos. Therefore, Rav Nevensal says you don't say tefillas aderech if you are traveling litzarech b'kuach nashri. Very beautiful, and that is the pshat over here. Why also other Rishonim didn't bring down this Meram Rotenberg? They weren't bothered by this so much because at the end of the day, it's not a bracha. Rather, it's a tefillah, and therefore the dinim are different. It does not have to start with a bracha over here. So that is, though, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down this Meram Rotenberg. If you look in the Beis Yosef, it's more mitzad chumra. The Meram Rotenberg said it. One of the Gedolei Rishonim, and therefore we try and follow the Meram Rotenberg if possible. If you cannot make it as a bracha l'smucha l'chaverta, then you still say tefillah sederach. You don't worry. You start yirat zom milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu, and you don't have to worry about it. What's the eitzah? Let's say you davened already, so you can't do it with your brachos in the morning. What do you do then? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Sivkot and Kavches. V'imholech b'emtza yom. If you're traveling in the middle of the day, yasmicha lebracha acheres. You should be put it next to a different bracha. Kigon shiyochel oyishta. Take a bite to eat. Have a drink. Eiz adavar v'yivarech bracha achrona. You make your brain of fashos. You make your alamichya, and then immediately after the brain of fashos, immediately after the alamichya, you go right into yirat zamil vanecha, and you go into the tefillas aderech. You'll see some people as they're traveling, they're making the tefillas aderech on the bus. The first eat a bag of chips. The first take a jarvias of water, what it might be, and they make their bracha achrona brain of fashos, and they go ahead and directly into yirat zamil. That's the best thing to do out chumra of the Merami Rotenberg. What about bracha rishona? Why does it only give the eitzah of bracha achrona? Why can't I just say shakol niyav divaro, take a bite of the food, and then go ahead into my yiratzah? So the problem over here is that you make a little bit of a hefsek in between the bracha rishona and the tefillah sederach. You're going to take a bite of the food and have to swallow it before you go into the yiratzon of necha. This becomes a machlokas of poskim if you're allowed to rely on bracha rishona. Goes chasam sofer on the shulchan aruch. He brings down v'shem his great rebbe Rav Nassan Adler. Rav Nassan Adler held you're allowed to do it also for bracha rishona. You go ahead and make a shakol niyabidvaro, take a bite of your candy or your bamba, whatever it might be, and then go ahead and swallow the food and go into your etzoni and mekayim the din of the Merami Rotenberg. The Chassam Sofer over disagrees with his Rebbe, and he held that this is too much of a hesek. You're not allowed to make a hesek. You lose out on the whole idea of bracha smucha lechaverta if you're mafsik by eating or drinking in between. Lemaisa Rishlomo Zalman brought down in Alicha Shlomo Per Kafalaf Ha'ara number 11 over there. Rishlomo Zalman says lichatchila, once you do like the Mishnah Berurah says over here, bracha achrona. However, let's say whatever, he doesn't have enough food for a bracha achrona, or whatever might be the instance. Your belachat to say the tefillah sederach right now, and you don't have time to eat the food and then make a bracha achrona. You can rely on Rav Nassan Adler and do it even for a bracha rishona, as the Mishnah Berurah himself is mashma and simon reish tes. And Hilchos Besamim over there, and simon reish tes. It's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah. You can rely even on bracha rishona. And therefore, the halacha lemaisa, if one needs, you can rely on bracha rishona. However, the best thing to do would be to do bracha achrona, and then go into your tefillah saderach. And that is where we are going to stop today. Bezrat Hashem will continue more tomorrow. Ad kach.